From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for September 4th, 2026. The Nevada Secretary of State's office received 7 voter-related Department of Justice subpoenas from the FBI over the past 3 months. The office confirmed the news to the Nevada Independent on September 3rd. The federal administration previously sued Nevada over its decision to keep its voter file redacted. A judge dismissed the lawsuit last month. Nevada Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar called the request for voter information an attempt at intimidation. The federal administration also alleged that thousands of non-citizens could be on Nevada's voter rolls. Officials later acknowledged identifying only 185 potential non-citizen voters, saying the original larger figure was a ceiling. Over the last several weeks, a series of wildfires, some natural, others believed to be started by people, have burned hundreds of thousands of acres across northern Nevada. In Washoe County, the Bug, Fred Mountain, Stallion, and Hawk fires forced as many as 40,000 people to evacuate, some more than once. Dozens of homes were destroyed or rendered otherwise uninhabitable. That includes residents in the badly burned Horizon Hills neighborhood on the north side of Peavine Mountain in Reno. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke to one couple who recounted their harrowing experience evacuating from the Hawk Fire. "We've heard from a lot of residents in our community who say that officials just weren't as forthcoming as they would have liked them to be with information about the Hawk Fire, especially people who were evacuated," said Bert Johnson, KUNR's senior correspondent. "Obviously, they were concerned about their friends, relatives, neighbors, and their homes, and they wanted information." Washoe County officials are also facing criticism for how they issue evacuation alerts. Johnson said the alerts are largely opt-in because many renters don't pay their own sewer bill. "They signed up people whose names appear on sewer bills for their alert system," Johnson said. "However, a lot of people who lived in the evacuation zones would have had to proactively take that step to sign up." Hear the full conversation with KNPR's Paul Boger at knpr.org. A new report from the American Psychological Association says heat waves are quietly eroding kids' ability to learn, and schools should plan for it the way they plan for snowy days, according to reporting by the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kenzie. The report consolidates research on extreme heat at schools. Psychologist Nicole Barnes says the issue is a serious problem, especially in a year that has brought several heat waves. "Heat shapes how children think, learn, feel, and develop. That makes it a psychology issue," she says. The report finds that when classroom temperatures rise above the optimal 68 to 73 degrees, students complete tasks more slowly and less accurately. That leads to lower test scores and more absences. Young kids are hit the hardest, along with students with pre-existing health conditions or on certain medications. Barnes says school districts should create heat response plans if they don't already have one in place. Las Vegas will commemorate the 9th anniversary of the Route 91 Harvest Festival mass shooting with a 7 p.m. remembrance ceremony October 1st at the Las Vegas Community Healing Garden, located at 1015 South Casino Center Boulevard. During the service, Mayor Shelley Berkeley and Mayor pro tempore Olivia Diaz will read the names of the victims killed in the 2017 attack, accompanied by a tolling bell and a candle lighting for each individual. According to the announcement for the event released September 3rd, it will also be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel, Facebook, and X pages. The Labor Day weekend is always a busy time at Harry Reid International Airport, and officials are offering some tips to make travel easier. They say paving work in the airport connector tunnel and road work at the 215 Airport Connector Interchange could delay getting to and from the airport. Drivers should allow some extra time. Parking can be reserved at Terminal 1 and Terminal 3, but those are likely to reach capacity by September 4th. Travelers should also check the airport's website for estimated security wait times before leaving. The airport also urges anyone picking up a passenger to use the free cell phone lot and coordinate passenger pickups, since parking at the curb is not allowed. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.